Jeremiah. Chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and, behold, he worked a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Says the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, and to pull down, and to destroy it? If that nation, against whom I have spoken, turn from their evil, I will change from the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it? If it does evil in my sight, that it obeys not my voice, then I will change from the good, with which I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go, speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am shaping evil against you, and devise a plan against you. Return you now everyone from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, but we will walk after our own plans, and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore thus says the Lord, Ask you now among the nations, who has heard such things, the virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon which comes from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in pathways, and not on a highway. To make their land desolate, and a perpetual hissing, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished, and shake his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back, and not the face, in the day of their calamity. Then said they, Come, and let us devise plots against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us attack him with a tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have dug a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, and to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death, let their young man be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when you shall bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they have dug a pit to take me, and hid snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, you know all their counsel against me to slay me, forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you, deal thus with them in the time of your anger.